Yud Amud Beis, four lines up before the end of the Amud, the Mishnah of Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. Machlokas here revolves around B'Shavacha Uv'Kumecha. Does B'Shavacha Uv'Kumecha refer to a certain time period or a certain tsuras, a way a person sits, the way a person reclines? Beit Shammai Omrim Ba'erev Kol Adam Yate V'Yikra. For Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, where the Torah says Ubishavacha, it means it has to be Bederech Shchiva. He should be Matal Tzido, he should recline on his side, and that's the way he should read Kriyat Shema. Baboker, in the morning, with regard to Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, Ya'amod, he should be in standing position. Shenemar, because the Torah says the Parshas Vayeschanan, V'dibarta bom, b'shivtecha v'secho v'lecha v'derech u'v'shalbecha u'v'kumecha. With regard to Laila, it's derech shchiva. With regard to Boker, it's derech kima. And that's the way we understand it according to Beit Shammai. The Meiri writes that according to Beit Shammai, we derive from this pasuk also that the Zman Kriya and the Ofen Akriya, the Tzuras Akriya, both are derived from this pasuk. And it would seem, based on the Bartnura in his commentary here on this Mishnah, that Beit Shammai do not require Shchiva Mamish, you don't have to actually lie flat, but you have to be Mate Al Tzido, you should be inclined towards his side. And the Bartnura was medayik that from the Lashon, Beit Shammai was medayikin from the Lashon of B'Shavacha, which means Lashon HaToya, not Shchiva Mamish. Beis Hillel Omrim, Kol Adam Kore Kedarko, everyone has to read the way he chooses. There's no din or requirement of Ofen HaKriya, Shenemar V'Lechcho B'Derech. And that pasuk teaches me that if he's walking, he doesn't have to be inclined this way, he doesn't have to be standing. And the Torah says, B'shova kumecha, not to teach us on the Ofen Amida, but rather, in Kain Loma Nemar, B'shova kumecha, B'shosha b'nei Adam, Shokvim B'shosha b'nei Adam, Omdim. The Torah is only teaching me the hour for Kriyat Shema, but not the Ofen, not the Tzuras HaAdam. Omer Rabbi Tarfon, Ania Yisi Baba Derech, I was once on the road, and there are certain dangers in the road, but Vihitesi Likros Kedivrei Beit Shammai. It was time for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. I got off my donkey. I read Kriyat Shema in a Derech Shchiva in order to fulfill Beit Shammai, as if to say that he was Machmir like Beit Shammai. Vesikanti Biatzmi. And there was a danger. At night they're a listim, and they're a listim, shodidim. These are people, moridus, who will attack you. And he exposed himself to danger. It was a miracle that he survived it. Had he done like Beit Shammai, like Beis Hillel, then he would have continued in his state of Rechivan al-Chamar, and he would have been able to run away from the listim. Amru lo, the Chacham came with a very harsh response, Kedai ayisa lochav bi'atzmecha. As far as we understand it, Roy, it would have been appropriate for you to be killed. And if you would have been killed, it's because you were chayv misa, Shavarta al divrei Beis Hillel, because you violated the law of Beis Hillel. We paskin like Beis Hillel. And the Gemara later on in Daf Yud Aleph is going to offer a pirish of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that since the halacha is like Beis Hillel, no one is allowed to be machmir and to be noeg like Beit Shammai. And therefore, when the Chachamim said that he is put his life into danger, and he violated the law as it was advocated by Beis Hillel, he should have been Rochev, and instead he got off the Chamor like Beit Shammai, Kfar Neschayev Misa, because he was Mishana from the Das, he deviated from the opinion of Beis Hillel. On the Mishnayos we have the Tiferes Yisrael, and we also have, of course, the comments of Ben Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that when it says he's not allowed to be machmer on himself to be noig like Beit Shammai, that's only in a situation where, according to Beis Hillel, there's no added advantage to take upon yourself the chumrah of Beit Shammai. Like, for example, here, according to Beis Hillel, there's no extra maila, no benefit to reading Kriyat Shema at night by Toya or Kriyat Shema Shel Boker B'Amida. But in a situation where you might gain something, even according to Beis Hillel, if you're knowing like Beit Shammai, although Beit Shammai considers it critical, Beis Hillel would agree that it enhances the mitzvah, then, although you're not chayv to matriach yourself, to be knowing like the Chumra Beit Shammai, if you did so, that's fine. For example, a person forgot to recite Birkas HaMazon after he ate. According to Beit Shammai, he has to go back to his original place, and there he would bench. Beis Hillel says they weren't matriach him to go back to his place. In such a case, you could be machmir like Beis Shammai, because even Beis Hillel would accept that that would enhance the mitzvah if you bench in your original makom where you kovea suda. The Gemara says, Bishleim Beis Hillel kamafarshe tamayu v'taimu de Beit Shammai. If you read carefully the words of Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, they explain not only Beit Shammai, but they also explain their conclusion to reject Beit Shammai's interpretation of the Shal B'chuk Mecha, and they derive from Belechtra Baderech, Ele Beit Shammai, my time alo Amri ki Beis Hillel. Why wouldn't Beit Shammai agree and admit that the Pasuk Belechtra Baderech indicates that in any ofen, in any way that you recite Kriyat Shema Yotze, that's fine. Amilcha Beit Shammai, Imkein, if you're going to interpret the Pasuk the way Beis Hillel interpreted it, B'shal B'chav Kumecha, that it's only teaching you the Zmanei Akriya, his name Akra, the Pasuk should have just simply said, Ba'boker Uba Erev, in the morning and in the evening. My B'shal B'chav Kumecha, these words B'shal B'chav Kumecha add something to Baboker Uba Erev. And what do they add? They add that not only is it Shas Shriva and Shas Kima, but also it means the Ofen Shriva and the Ofen Kima. B'Shas Shriva, B'Shriva Mamish, U'B'Shas Kima, Kima Mamish. The Rashba writes that the Gemara uses the terminology Boker and Erev, but really it doesn't necessarily mean only Boker and Erev. But Erev sounds like it means mibod yom, when it's still light out after mincha. As it says, for example, in the Pasuk in Dvarim Tezayin, Tizbach es ha-Pesach bo erev, and the Zman Shchitas ha-Pesach is mibod yom. So that we shouldn't think that the Gemara means that it should say bo erev, but it should say bayom uba layla. And the Pnei Yeshua tries to justify why the Gemara indeed uses the term Erev here, which is a little bit ambiguous, as the Rashba pointed out. And he says that, in truth, I can accept that Erev means Mibod Yom, but when it doesn't say afterwards Boker, then we interpret Erev as referring to Mibod Yom. But if the contrast is between Ba'erev and Boker, like in the Pasuk at the beginning of the Torah, Vayerev Vayvoker, there and other Pesukim, the word Erev indicates Laila. So there's no need for it to say Yom and Laila. The Gemara now asks the following question. It was Beis Hillel who derived from the extra B'lechcha B'derech that you can read Kriyat Shema in any ofen aguf that you choose. What do Beis Shammai, who required derech shchivo or derech kima, what do they do with the pasuk b'lechcha b'derech? And here we enter into the sugya of osek b'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah. The Torah says that when you're involved and you picked up one mitzvah, you're not going to be chayv in another mitzvah that comes your way. Continue and conclude your first mitzvah, the mitzvah. It's of the opinion that Osek B'mitzvah is not just a p'tur, but it's even an isur, which means that once you picked up the first mitzvah, it would be like an insult to that mitzvah if you dropped it midway in order to fulfill another mitzvah. From whence do we derive this principle of Osek B'mitzvah Pot Mitzvah? Humi Boilu L'Chesanya. Beit Shammai uses this pasuk, as it says in the Braisa, to teach me Osek B'mitzvah Pot Mitzvah. The Braisa quotes the Pasuk B'Shivtcha Ve'Secha Pratli Osek B'Mitzvah. When you're sitting in your house and you are, so to speak, twiddling your thumbs, you're reading the newspaper, watching television, you're not involved in any sort of mitzvah, then you're chayiv in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but to the exclusion of Osek b'mitzvah, if you're involved in a mitzvah, whether it means you're actually implementing the mitzvah, or even if, as Rashi says it in Sukkah on Daf Chafei, you're holech l'dvar mitzvah, even on the way. Rashi gives the example of holech l'kabel p'nei rabo b'regel, he's on his way to do a mitzvah, then the principle is prat, he is excluded from that mitzvah, or at least exempt from that mitzvah. Okay, that's as far as b'shivtcho v'sech is concerned, but what about b'lechcho b'derech? Prat l'chosan, now we have a second halacha. The chosan is tarud b'dvar mitzvah, he's getting married for the first time, he's a little bit fumbly, his mind is a little bit confused, he's worried about period of arivya, he's worried about be'ila, and especially if he's marrying a besula, she has besulin, and he might be nervous about removing the besulin, or more likely he's nervous about whether he'll find the besulin or not, otherwise he has to run to Bezdin to claim that he didn't find her as a besula. That's the mission at the beginning of Ksubis. And this concept of tirda with regard to chasan means that he's tarud, he's farnumint, he's completely obsessed and preoccupied with Esek HaBesulin. He doesn't have the ability to concentrate and focus on Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is just not just a perfunctory recitation of Psukim, but it requires Kabbalas, Ol Malchus Shemaim. He's not focused on that. His Machshava is on Be'ilas Mitzvah. And that's called tarud Dvar mitzvah. He's tarud b'dvar mitzvah. And mikan amru, from this derivation, from alechcha mederech, we derive the conclusion that akonis es abasula potu mikriyat shma, because he's tarud in be'ilas mitzvah, and that's the tirda of a chasan. And the Rambam learns because he's choshish that he won't find besulin. Rabbi Yona learns that he's afraid that he might be injured by this first be'ila, it might make him into a kris shivcha. And Rashi explains that the reason why they needed a pasuk to teach us chasan, even though chasan is also osek b'mitzvah, says Rashi, because the Torah doesn't say explicitly that he's osek b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah, but rather we learn it derived from the miut in the pasuk when it says b'shivtcha b'veisecha. And we would use this miut in the most limited way, and that's the case of osek b'mitzvah, or holech l'dvar mitzvah. But a person who's involved in thinking about a mitzvah, he's preparing himself psychologically, and he's tarud, that we cannot derive from the pasuk b'shivtcha b'veisecha uvolechcha v'derech. So now the Gemara is deriving from a special limud to exclude the case of a chasan, even if he's not now preoccupied with the mitzvah, so osik mitzvah would not apply, but his machshava is machshavto truda b'mitzvah, that because of the mitzvah, b'ila rishona, that's why his mind is not clear, that's why he's tarud, thinking about this mitzvah and all its ramifications. Now, we see here clearly that in our sugya b'shivtcha is coming to exclude a chasan who's sitting in his house, but he's thinking about be'ilas mitzvah. Belechov derech is coming to exclude an osek b'mitzvah. Now, mikana omra konisa sabesula, only in the case of a besula do we have this p'tur mikriyat shema, but not in the case of an almona. In the case of an almona, she's been married before, and therefore he is not potter from Kriyat Shema. He's obligated on the night of his wedding with this almana to read Kriyat Shema. Now, what's the difference between Besula and almana as far as its impact on our sugya of Osek B'mitzvah Potum in a mitzvah? It's not readily apparent, because if a person is Kodes as Abu'ula, he's also involved in a mitzvah. But the basic difference between a besula and a be'ula is that in the case of besula, he has a tirda that is generated by besulin, and in the case of an almana, he's not bothered by that, and therefore he's not preoccupied with the besulin. And the kones as almana can indeed focus his attention exclusively on Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema doesn't take that long. So the Gemara asks, "My mashma, how do you see in the pasuk that a osik for mitzvah, a Torah bit of mitzvah, is potter of mitzvah? The Torah says, 'Blechkov aderech, shalbechov kumecha.' Maybe these are individuals who are osik for mitzvah. Amar Papa, the emphasis here is on the word baderech. It says b'shivtecha and it says ubelechtecha. That would have been sufficient. But when it goes out of its way to say b'lechtecha baderech, it must be teaching me something about the fact that he's on the derech. And the answer is ki derech, ma derech rishus, af kol rishus. That derech means in the Tanakh, he's on his way to do a dvar rishus. He's not on his way to do a mitzvah. And therefore, when it says b'shivtecha uvelechtecha, that's also talking about a person who's osik b'dvar rishus. If he's osik b'dvar mitzvah, he has machshavas mitzvah, then he's potter. Tam derech according to Rav Papa is rishus, and he's not involved in a mitzvah. And therefore, we have in effect a miut, although it's not an explicit miut, but an implicit miut, that if a person is on his way to do a mitzvah, he's osik b'mitzvah, he's not b'lechcha b'dvar rishus, then he is potter min mitzvah. Only if he's lechtecha dvar shus, then is he chayev in the mitzvah of kriyat shema. The Gemara now asks Akasha on Rav Papa. Milo askina deka azli ledvar mitzvah. It does say b'derech, b'lechtecha b'derech, but how do you know that whenever the Torah says b'lechtecha b'derech, it's talking about a dvar shus? You can talk about someone who's on the road because he's on his way to do a mitzvah. And nevertheless, even though he's on his way to do a mitzvah, filochi omarachmon olikri, the Torah says he should read kriyat shema. And therefore, back to square one, we don't know how do we, from whence do we derive the conclusion that a osik the mitzvah is potim in a mitzvah. It's interesting that in the Gemara's kasha, milo askina de ka'azli dvar mitzvah, the implication is that now the Torah, by saying b'lechtecha v'aderech, is coming to teach me that Dafka, even though he's on his way to do a mitzvah, he's chayiv in the mitzvah. But the way Rashi presents the sugya, it would seem that it's only because of the hekesh that we pater him from the mitzvah of kriyat shema, based on the principle of osik v'mitzvah. Had it not said in the Torah derech, we would assume that osik v'mitzvah is chayiv v'kriyat shema. And yet now the Gemara in the Kash is assuming that there was an extra pasuk here, b'lechtecha v'aderech, to tell you that someone who's on his derech to do a mitzvah is chayav in kriyat shema. Very strange. In any event, the Gemara says, "Imkain, if the pasuk is telling you that we're talking about someone who's on his way to do a mitzvah, is lichtov rachmon, it should have said b'sheves ubeleches, and that would imply that we're talking about alicha and a yeshiva of any sort, even if he's going to dvar mitzvah. But why belechtecha, b'shivtecha ubelechtecha? It's yours. Well, why the possessive? Why don't you say b'sheves ubeleches?" And the answer is b'shevech didach. Where do you chayv in kriyat shema? It's your sitting. B'lechtecha didach. You're on your road. It's for your purpose. Then who the mechayv is obligated in the mitzvah of kriyat shema? Ha, the mitzvah, he's on his way to do a mitzvah, is p'tirata. We would say that he's potter from kriyat shema. So that's what we learned from the possessive of b'shivtecha u'b'lechtecha. Now, it comes out clearly from this braisa that the drasha of b'shivtecha v'esech u'b'lechtecha v'aderech is b'sheves didach, meaning it's referring to someone who is not osik v'mitzvah, and therefore the Torah is trying to teach me that a osik v'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, holich l'dvar mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, and in this case, potter from kriyat shema. You might have assumed that if he's on the derech, then maybe he's tarud. He's in a state of tirda. And even if he's on his way to do a mitzvah, that's regardless of the mitzvah, he still would be potter from kriyat shema, the same way a chassan is potter from kriyat shema. The drasha of b'lechtecha v'aderech teaches me about a chassan that he is potter from the mitzvah. And what we're going to assume is that when the Torah says b'lechtecha v'aderech prat l'chassan, it means even if he doesn't have to do any tircha de gufo for this mitzvah, but he's tarid ba, so it's not the physical involvement that requires all of his energies, but it's the tirdas ha-machshava. And even so, even though he's not physically involved in a mitzvah, he's potim in a mitzvah. You get the impression here that perhaps thinking about and the sort of anxiety anticipating the Be'ilah Rishona, all that is part of the mitzvah. Now, there was a kasha that the Gemara raised an objection on Rav Papa, and the Gemara brings now, in a sense, a new source for this halacha Rav Papa. In other words, when we ask my mashma initially, we thought that we were going to get an answer from the pasuk Ubelechcha Baderech, but the truth is that now the Gemara is really deriving it not from Beshevas Ubelechas, but rather from Belech Techa Ubeshiv Techa. So there is a certain, in a sense, switch in the Gemara from the beginning to the end. Somehow you have to make a combination and integration between Belechtecha as Beleches, meaning the Derech, and the word Belechtecha in the possessive. And once I have Derech, now I want to ask what that Derech is. Is it Derech Mitzvah? Is it Derech Rishus? So the extra Chaf in the possessive at the end of the word indicates that he's involved in his own personal road, and therefore he's chayiv in Kriyat Shema, but if he would be involved in Shei Mitzvah, then he would be potter in a mitzvah. Now the Gemara thinks that the main reason why a person who marries a basula is potter in Kriyat Shema is because he's tarut, and he's not able to have the right kavana. The Gemara asks, Imishum tirda filu tavas vinosa biyam nami, how far are you going to go with this concept that tirda potters you up from a mitzvah? So, for example, in the previous Gemara, the Gemara goes back and forth with regard to Almana, and the Gemara says, Yachi afil konis Almana nami, he should be potter because of the mitzvah. And the Gemara answers, Hai tarud v'hai lo tarud, that in the case of Basula, he's tarud, he's all nervous about whether she's going to be a Basula, etc. But in the case of an Almana, he doesn't have tirud, and therefore he's not potter. What about the fact that he's an osik b'mitzvah? Because even a koneis as Almana is also involved in a mitzvah, although he's not tarud in the mitzvah, but he's involved in the mitzvah. And the Ran answers that it's efshel kaim shtehen, that he can still make time for kriyat shma even when he's a koneis as Almana. But in the case of Basula, he is tarud, and therefore he doesn't have the potential to have the right kavana during his kriyat shma. This leads to the Gemara's question about tavas vinosa b'yam. A person, there was a crash in the market. He sustained a tremendous financial loss. His boat went under, and he doesn't have insurance. So he certainly is tarud b'tzaro. And v'chite machinami is also Gemara in Sukkah of Hey. If you're going to tell me that a person who lost all his possessions is part of a kriyat shma, aloma, why do we find Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Marav Avil chayav bechol mitzvah hamuris b'torah, that an avil, even though you would certainly say he's torah b'tzaro, nevertheless he's chayav in all the mitzvahs, and the only exception is going to be the mitzvah of tefillin. Shari nemar ba'en pe'er, shenemar pe'ercha chavosh alecha. But it's clear from Rav that an avil, and for that matter anyone who's tarud in tsar, is still chayav in the mitzvahs. So why is Akonis the Pesula Potim in a mitzvahs? The Gemara answers, Hasam, in the case that we're dealing with of Notzias the Pesula, tarid tirda de mitzvah. That tirda is classified as a tirda de mitzvah. Hachab, in the case of an avel, or tavas finosa b'yam, is tarud tirda rishus. There's no obligation of upon him to be tarud. And we'll pick this up in a minute, because l'chora avelus is a mitzvah shebelev, and the tirda is a kiyum shebelev. How can the Gemara assume that it's tirda de rishus? But before we get to that, let's just go back a little bit to the case of Tavas Vinosa B'yam. The Gemara is a havmin to say that once you broke ground, new ground, with a second din that's not Osik B'mitzvah, but applies even to someone who's not Osik B'mitzvah, he's potter because of Tirda, as in the case of Chasson. So why not apply the same yardstick to someone who sustained a tremendous financial loss? He also is in a state of tsar. And since he's in a state of tzar, he's Torah b'tzar, he should be potter from Kriyat Shema. And yet we find that Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda tells us the name of Rav, that an Ovel is chayav in all mitzvahs HaTorah. Even though, again, if you'd ask me whether the Ovel is Torah or not, I would certainly say he most definitely is. And yet, even though the Ovel is Torah b'tzar, nevertheless the Halach is that he's chayv in all mitzvahs, with the only exception of tefillin, because tefillin are called pe'er in the pasuk pe'er chavosh olecha. So let's talk about two points here. Number one, why is it that the avil is excluded from tefillin? Obviously, we learn this from a pasuk in Yechezkel, pe'er chavosh olecha, when Hashem notifies Yechezkel that his wife died, he commands him not to be noig minig avelim, and in that sense, he should not wear his, which would have meant that he should not wear his tefillin, but rather, don't be noig minig avelus, but pe'ercha chavosh alecha, you should wear your tefillin. So we see clearly, says Rav, that the Torah tells an avel that he's not allowed to wear tefillin, and Yechezkel becomes the exception to the rule. And why is it? Because tefillin is called pe'er. And Rashi says that the Ovel is Mizgolel Biafar, that the state of being of the Ovel is absolutely antithetical to that of Tefillin. And to use some of the terminology that I think my Rebbe would use if he was saying this year, would be that there's something called a Kiyum Shebelev. There's a Kiyum Shebelev of Tefillin, and that's called the Kiyum of Pe'er. There's a Kiyum Shebelev of Avelus, and that's called the situation of an Ovel, his grief and his mourning. Those two kiyumim are mutually exclusive. We're going to derive from the pasuk in Yechezkel that in this case, tefillin is going to be bounced off for the sake of the mitzvah of Avelus. Point number two, the Gemara says, Hasam tarid tirda de mitzvah barhacha, tarid tirda rishus. The Ovel is a tirda de rishus. So Rashi explains this a little bit in Arichus Dvarim in Masechta Sukkah. We'll just summarize what Rashi says. Rashi says that there's a difference between the Isurim and the Kiyumim of Avelus and Tirda. Tirda is a different entity. Tirda is not to be taken and swallowed up into the framework of Avelus. There's Tirda and there's Avelus. Avelus is a certain kind of kiyum which excludes all of the pu'ulos that were prohibited to an avel, whether it's ne'ila, rechitza, sicha, all this, that's covered ames. But Tirda, with all due respect, is not a mitzvah. It's not Tirda the mitzvah. That tirda that he suffers, and he certainly is in anguish and in grief over his loss of his one of his close relatives, but nevertheless, that's not an entity of mitzvah. That's a natural state of being. And we can ask him to overcome that natural state of being, focus on Kriyat Shema just for those few minutes, read it, have kavana, be mekabel olam hashemayim, and then go back into your state of avilus. But the tirda per se, if we isolated it, is only called tirda rishus. It's not a tirda de mitzvah. Now, when you talk about a kiyum shebelev in avilus, what exactly is that kiyum shebelev that generates all the surim of an avil? And I would say that it means that he's no longer standing lifnei Hashem. Simcha means lifnei Hashem. But when a person feels that he was totally rejected and that he lost one of his relatives, in that state of mind, he has what's called a kiyum shebelev. But the kiyum shebelev doesn't come before the surim. The dinim and the outlines, the restrictions and the requirements of this mitzvah of avelus have to come before the kiyum shebelev. The kiyum shebelev is a result of fulfilling all these mitzvahs. But when you get to Tirda, that's not the Kiyum Shebelev. He's not feeling, you know, distance from Hashem. He's just simply depressed. That depression is not going to in any way bring back the dead. It's not a Kovod Ames. It's not a Kiyum of Avelus. It's Tirda Dirishus. Very important piece of Gemara. Now the Gemara goes back to the Machlokas Beisil Beit Shammai and asks the question, Beit Shammai, what is Beit Shammai going to do with the Pasuk Ubelechcha Baderech? Remember we said that according to Beis Hillel, Ubelechcha Baderech taught me that you can read Kriyat Shema b'kol ofen in any state of standing, resting, reclining, whatever it might be. But what is Beit Shammai going to do with the Pasuk Ubelechcha Baderech? And Lechora, one could have answered that Beit Shammai is going to use Ubelechcha Baderech in order to derive the conclusion that Osik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. After all, that's what we saw before in the Braisa, that the Braisa said, let's go back, Shivcha Beisecha Pratli Osik b'mitzvah Ubelechcha Baderech Pratli Chason. So why can't this serve as a justification for this pasuk according to Beit Shammai? What does the Gemara mean when it says that Beit Shammai is going to use the pasuk Ubelechcha Baderech Prat L'Shluchei Mitzvah? Why introduce Shluchei Mitzvah? But the answer probably is that Shluchei Mitzvah fit into the category of Osek B'Mitzvah Potem B'Mitzvah. Shluchei Mitzvah are on the way to do a mitzvah. And that's what we're going to derive from the pasuk Ubelechcha Baderech to exclude a chiyuv kriyas from the case of someone who is in a mitzvah mode, he's a shliach mitzvah. Beis Hillel Amri, Mimele Shmamina Tafilu Baderech Nami Kari. In other words, when the pasuk uses the language of Ubelechcha Baderech, the word Baderech here was teaching me that Dafka Baderech, the Derech Rishus, the day Lechcha V'Day is Chayv and Kriyat Shema, but not Belechcha V'Dvar Mitzvah. Shema Mino, we see from this that Afilu B'Derech Nami Kari, that even when he's walking in the Derech, he's still obligated in the midst of Kriyat Shema, and he doesn't have to lean or recline if it's Kriyat Shema Shel Shkiva V'Shefto or Amida in the case of Kriyat Shema of Bikumecha. Let's learn the Braisa that deals with the question if a person is allowed to be machmir on himself, take upon the chumra Beit Shammai. And the Braisa says, Beisil omrim omdim v'korin, yoshvim v'korin, matim v'korin, holchim v'derech v'korin, osim alach v'korin. According to Beisil, any ofen, whatever your physical posture is, that's okay for Kriyat Shema. You're standing, you're sitting, you're leaning towards one side, reclining, or you're going in the derech. You're on your way to do malacha, to do your work, you're a laborer. In all these cases, korin, a person is able and encouraged to read Kriyat Shema in every situation that he faces. Now the Braisa tells us the story of Maisa of Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, Shahayu Mesubim b'makom echad. So the three great giants of the Tanoic period at that time were sitting together, eating in the same place. For Hayu Rabbi Shmuel Mute. And when it was time for Kriyat Shema, Rabbi Shmuel reclined. And Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Zokuf, he stood up. Kevan shegiazman Kriyat Shema, now we're up to Kriyat Shema shel Arvis, is Hita Rabbi Eliezer, Vizokaf Rabbi Yishmael. The time for Kriyat Shema shel Arvis has arrived, and we're going to see a plutia between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Eliezer is going to recline, and Rabbi Yishmael is going to jump up and stand up. I'm sorry. What I meant to say is, not jump up because of Bikumecha, because we're talking about Kriyat Shema shel Arvis, but what I meant to say was jump up in order to demonstrate that we shouldn't be knowing like Beit Shammai. Why did you do this? Why did you jump up to show that there's no requirement of B'Shobach, of Derech Shechiv? I'll give you a metaphor. Which means, I like the way your beard filled in. And once they praised him, he said to them, Yia keneged ha-mashchisim. And it's halavai that this beard should somehow be against the mashchisim, which means avil of tar umispagayim vashchisena. I will cut off my beard. Af kachata. This is the way you are acting. This is what Rabbi Lozman Azari says to Rabbi Shmuel. Kolzman shani zakuv. When I was standing, meaning I, Rabbi Lozman Azariah, atamuta, you recline. And akshav shani itesi, now that I recline, meaning at night, is atazakafta, you stand up. What is it? You mimic whatever I do and do the opposite? Amalo. So Rabbi Shmuel responded to defend himself, ani asisi kedivrei beis Hillel, who say that at Lila you can read it in any posture you like, and therefore I stood up, Zakifa. So that's called Asisi Kedire Beis Hillel, that Belila, even though it says B'Shavucha, he could read it while he's standing. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel says, that's exactly what I did. I stood up, because even though the Torah says B'Shavucha, it means you could do it in any way and you could stand up. And you, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, by reclining at night, you aimed at fulfilling the requirement of Beit Shammai to recline at night. And furthermore, Ella, that if you were to read Kriyat Shema Behatoya, and in this case of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, since it says B'Shavucha, you would want to fulfill this dictum of Beit Shammai, and at night you should read it Behatoya, is we should be very suspicious. Shema Yiru Atalmidim V'Yikbu Halacha L'Doros. Meaning if the Talmidim get wind of the fact that you went out of your way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the way Beit Shammai would require a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the Talmidim are going to walk out with the misimpression that for all generations we should paskin like Beit Shammai. And that we can't allow. Now it's interesting, if you take a look at the language of the Braisa, these words below Ode, until now, Rabbi Shmuel was just pressing the point that I was following Beis Hillel and you, Rabbi Lozman Azar, you were following Beis Shammai. But now, when it says Velo Od, take a look at the language of the Braisa. Velo Od, Ella, that must mean something, but I mean, we're not sure what it adds. We've already established that we understand the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Lozman Azariah. Vechi Tema, the Gemara tries to explain what Velo Od. Maybe you would argue this is his kavana, that Beis Hillel Nami Islu Matin. Perhaps we could assume that Beis Hillel accepts the possibility of Matin, so that at night in the Kriyas Rachel Arvis you recline. So it means that even Beis Hillel would allow you to read it Behatoya in a reclined position. Then why is it that Rabbi Lozar himself just jumped up immediately? But rather, Hani Mili, when do we say that Beis Hillel would allow you to read it Behatoya? That's only Demate V'Osa Veikara. He was already in that position physically, his body was reclined. Konam Shehischil Likros. So let's go over this Gemara. Hani Mili, that which Beis Hillel said, that you're allowed to do it B'Hatoya, that's only in the case of Mata V'Osa Meikara. That even before he started reading Krishna, he was already in a physical state of Hatoya, or call it Shriva. Aval Hachab, in our case, came of the Adashta Havius Zakuf, until this moment in time, I was zakuf bahashta, and only now muta. Now a new development came up, and I could allow myself the luxury of reclining, of muta. So Amri, there's a little bit of a difficulty here in terms of parents and children. Shma mina ki be shamai, svir lehu shema yiru hatalmidim. So when Beis Hillel allowed matim, allowed atoya at night for the kiyum of the mitzvah of Shal B'chor, like Beis Shammai, that's only when they were in the thick of the machlokas. But once the machlokas settles down and we paskin in a definite way, like Beis Hillel, for someone now to do atoya at night like Beis Shammai is Shema Yira Talmidei V'Yikru Halacha L'Doros. They may come to the misimpression that the final halacha is like Beit Shammai. Let's see if we can get to the end of the next mission at least. Tani, we learned in a brisa, and the Gemara now is quoting a machlokas amoraim as far as someone who wants to be noeg like Beit Shammai, in a case where it doesn't contradict Beis Hillel, would he have fulfilled his mitzvah? Is Rabbi Yechezkel? He was the author of this price. He says, also kidir Beit Shammai, also kidir Beit Hillel, also. If a person wants to be noig like Beit Hillel, that's okay. But if a person wants to be machmir on himself and be noig like Beit Shammai, that's excellent. For example, if a person would stand up erect in order to recite Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, or the opposite, that he would be in a state of muta, lahatos atzma, the arvis kshuzokuf is our shus biyado. So that according to Beis Hillel, it would seem that if someone does like Beit Shammai, that's okay. If he does like Beis Hillel, that's okay. And if he wants to be zokif as atzmo chakras like Beit Shammai, that's fine. But Rav Yosef over also kedira chamil also lo klum. But Rav Yosef goes a major step further and he says that if someone will be machmir like Beit Shammai, we're not going to count him in the Beis HaKnesses. We're not going to give him that covet, you know what I'm saying? In other words, a person thinks, oh, I want to be machmir like Beit Shammai. Says Rabbi Yosef, in such a case, he undermines and negates his very essential mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Why is this person who is known to like Beit Shammai not Yotze the mitzvah? So let's just mention a few possibilities. One possibility is that because of the Shema Yira Talmidim, the Chachamim set up a knas for anyone who violates the word of the Chachamim and was knowing like Beit Shammai, because it could come out that someone would be mevatel the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema when he's not allowed to do so. And secondly, after they were koveh alocha kebeit Hillel, and somebody was knowing like Beit Shammai, it's like, in the language of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's like cholek al rabosov. And because it's cholek al rabosov, therefore they negated his kiyum of Kriyat Shema. Ein reshus liodem lino kedas cholek afilu shurotza lahachmir al atzmo, because he's a cholek al rabosov. Now, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Sukkah, and this is going to be a proof for Rav Yosef that a person who's knowing like Beit Shammai has negated his mitzvah. Misha Yerosho Verubo B'Sukkah V'Shulchano B'Soch Habayis. So he himself is inside the Sukkah, but his table from which he eats is outside the Sukkah. Is Beit Shammai posel, but Beit Shammai says that this sukkah is posel because he's not able to fulfill the maximum of his mitzvah. The sukkah itself has to be as a structure, re'uya, for the maximum and ideal complete mitzvah. The mitzvah of shleimus of sukkah is a suda. That's called teshu came to duru. U'beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Hillel say that even if the sukkah does not have the possibility of being mekayim the mitzvah bishlemus, but nevertheless he can do other mitzvahs, or perhaps he can lean in such a way that he'll eat inside the sukkah from this table that's outside the sukkah. Amru lahem beisil beit shamai. It's very interesting here. Beisil is coming to bring a proof from a ma'isa shahaya to their shita being Beisil's shita. Ma'isa shaholchu ziknei beis shamai v'ziknei beisil levakeres Rabbi Yochanan min ben hachoronis mitzauk shayu yoshev rubo rosho v'rubo asuka shulchana b'toch habayis. So this is really interesting because the Ziknei Beit Shammai and Ziknei Beit Sil went together to be mevakeh this Rabbi Yochanan, and they found that he was Rosh Avruv V'sukkah, but his Shulchan was B'toch HaBayis. V'lo amru lo klum, they didn't say a word to him. Which means that they accepted and validated the Sukkah. Now how can they validate the Sukkah when it's Shulchan B'toch HaBayis? And we just learned that according to Beit Shammai, a sukkah where Shulchan is B'toch HaBayis is psula. But the answer is because we paskin like Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel would make kill, and they don't require that the sukkah be ru'uya for the maximum kiyum. Or they're not afraid that maybe he'll be nimshach achar Shulchan and he'll eat outside the sukkah. And therefore the Chachamim didn't say anything. They didn't make a big to-do about it. Amru lahem Beit Shammai respond to this by saying, Misham Raya, you want to prove from the story of the Chachamim who went to be Mavakar of Yochanan ben Achoronis? That's not a proof. Af hem, even the Ziknei Beit Shammai, Amru lo, Imkena yisenoig lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. The Gemara, in order to defend Beit Shammai, is offering an alternative version of exactly what happened over there when Rabbi Yochanan was sitting in the sukkah and the shulchan was b'toch habayis. The original version said lo amru lo klum. Nobody complained about that. Comes along Beit Shammai and say no, that's not what happened. They said to him in kein or yisa, knowing that your shulchan was in the bayis, is lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. So it wasn't that they were silent. On the contrary, they told him that if this is the way your minig was, then you never fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. And Rav Yosef brings a raya from this to his shita, that just like Beit Shammai hold, that if a person is knowing shalo kedaitam, he wasn't yotzi dechovoso, even on a deraisa level, is the same thing applies, let's say, to Beis Hillel, that even though they hold that yachal likros ma'uman omuta, but nevertheless, if he does this because he's daita la'achmi kibet shamai, eno yotze yidecho vaso. His mitzvah is completely negated. We see clearly that according to Beit Shammai, if you were knowing in this way with the Shulchan Levais, your mitzvah d'orais of sukkah is completely negated, and we're going to, by a comparison, analogy, we're going to apply the same thing to Beis Hillel, that if you read Kriyat Shema Ma'uma to Ma'uta like Beit Shammai's way, then you want to be Machal Beit Shammai, you're not Yotzi Yedecho Vaso at all. The Gemara brings a third opinion with regard to the Minog Kedas Beit Shammai in a case where where you followed Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel disagreed. Of Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, also Kedir Beit Shammai Chayev Misa. Not only does the fulfillment of the law like Beit Shammai negate your mitzvah, but moreover, you are worthy of a tremendous punishment. Disnan, we learned in our Mishnah, Omar Avitar Fananiya Yisi Baba Defi Tesi Likros. So we see that being machmer upon yourself not only negates the mitzvah, but by taking on your chumra like Beit Shammai, you're even chay of misa. So just to summarize, we have three different shittos here. We have Rabbi Yechezkel, who says you can do it any way you want. You can follow Beit Shammai, that's okay. Follow Beit Hillel, that's okay. Whatever you want to be knowing, you can be knowing. You want to be machmir yourself like Beit Shammai, that's fine. Rav Yosef says that if you're machmir like Beit Shammai, lo asa lo klum. And finally, we have Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and if you're machmir like Beit Shammai, then you incur a very serious violation for which you'd be chayiv misa. If we had time to go through the Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah on Daf Gimel, we would come to the conclusion that really there's a twofold machlokes with regard to Sukkah between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai. First of all, what's the status of a small Sukkah? And secondly, are you allowed to eat from a table that's outside the Sukkah? Whereas Beis Hillel allow you to do that, Beit Shammai say that, well, it's Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, that if one would lean over, he might accidentally eat outside the Sukkah. If you assume, based on our Mishnah, that if someone would be machmir like Beit Shammai and Kriyat Shema, he would not be Yotze, then the same thing should apply in the case of a Sukkah. We should, however, note before we end and go on to the next Mishnah that the Gaon in a Sefer called Shnos Elio on our Mishnah says that if one follows Beit Shammai, he would in fact fulfill the mitzvah. And the machlokas here is whether or not it's considered the mitzvah min amuvchar. Rabbi Chezkel holds that it's mitzvah min amuvchar, and Rabbi Yosef says it's not. And the truth is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Siman Samach Gimel, you might come to the same conclusion as the Gaon. Because on the one hand, the ruling is that if a person stands for the recitation of Kriyat Shema in the morning, he's called a transgressor. But nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch does not require that one who does so has to repeat Kriyat Shema. The Prima Gadim, on the other hand, in his Eish El Avram over there, he says that there's a difference between the case in which Shulchan Aruch says that you could be Yotze B'David in the case in our Gemara. Mishnah says, B'shachar mevarach shtayim lefanev v'achas lachreel. In Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, we have two brachas before Kriyat Shema and one bracha after Kriyat Shema, and that's called Yisrael. So we have Yotzer Or, which ends with Baruch HaMa'oros, and then we have Avarabba, HaBocher B'Yam Yisrael, and so forth and so on. However, Ba'erev, in Ma'ariv we add another bracha lachreo, and that's going to be Ashkivenu. And then the Mishnah says Achas Arucha V'Achas Kitzora, which means there's a longer blessing, there's a shorter blessing, and Mokum Shomer LaHarech Einu Rashai LaKatzer. If Chazal tell us that we have to recite a bracha Arucha, we're not allowed to recite a bracha Ktsara, Lakatz, if they tell us to recite a shorter bracha, Ein Rashay Laharech, we're not allowed to recite a lengthy bracha. Lachtom, Ein Rashay Shalolachtom, Ein Rashay Lachtom. If there's no chasima to the bracha, then you're not allowed to add a chasima. If there has to be a chasima, you're not allowed to omit the chasima. And basically, the principle is, Kol HaMishana, Mimadbeah Shal Shetovu Chachomim, we're not allowed to deviate from the Madbeah of the Chachomim. And we'll see many practical examples of these various categories called Arucha and Ktsara, or Lachtom v'lo Lachtom, Lakatza Laharich. May Mevarech, what are the blessings that one recites before Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris? Omer Av Yaakov, Omer Av Oshia, and here we turn to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Yotzer Or, Uvorei Choshech, he who creates light and darkness. And the Gemara says, Lema Yotzer Or Ubori Noga. And the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion here about the word Noga. And Amir Tzashem will pick this up in the next year.